Wellington County, costly upgrades are coming to four deteriorating bridges on Wellington Road 109 just outside of Arthur. Anticipated to cost approximately $22.2 million, County Council has approved replacing four bridges, B109132, C109123, B109133 and B109134 crossing the Conestoga River on Wellington Road 109 after a study determined they're in poor condition, with major elements in an advanced state of deterioration. Funding for the project is included in the 10-year budget as part of the County of Wellington's asset management plan. Approximately $4.2 million from the Canada Infrastructure Program, Rural and Northern Stream has also been earmarked for the project. A tender for all four structures is expected to be issued in February 2025, with construction scheduled to begin later this year and conclude by the end of 2027. Since a report from county-retained environmental consulting company WSP Canada previously determined any load restrictions or closures would be extremely disruptive, and traffic management was anticipated to be a significant construction issue, several traffic mitigating measures are planned. Staff said a temporary modular bridge will be used on B109132 because it neighbors where Wellington Road 109 intersects with Highway 6 and it's important to maintain two-way traffic. Posted speed limits will be reduced through and adjacent to construction zones. For C109123, which is located near First Line, traffic will be maintained for the existing bridge while a portion of the new bridge is constructed adjacent. During the second stage, two-way traffic will be staged on a single line and controlled by temporary traffic signals. Staff said the eastbound and westbound maximum queues are not expected to extend to the upstream roadways but may impact a farm entrance and several driveways. They later clarified property access would be maintained throughout construction. B109133 and B109134, which are both located on either side of Second Line, will have two-way traffic staged on a single lane and controlled by temporary traffic signals. Staff anticipates east and westbound traffic will operate with an average delay of approximately 1 minute. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.